Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. On this Tuesday, September 8th, we have the privilege of celebrating today the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, or the birth of Our Lady. Today's feast is a beautiful one because it's only one of three nativities we celebrate in the life of the Church. First and foremost, we recall the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, Christmas. And then today, we recall the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In Old English, it was called Marymas, very much like Christmas. For Christ's Mass, today we celebrate the birth of Our Lady, Mary's Mass. The third Nativity we celebrate as Catholic Christians is the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. These three births that we celebrate in the life of the Church are all because of how these three individuals have such a huge and immense role in salvation history. It goes without saying the role that our Lord Jesus Christ plays, but the role that Our Lady and St. John the Baptist play is something that involves our interest. It pulls us in. Our Lady, of course, because she was conceived without sin, she is the Immaculate Conception, she never was touched by sin, that is. So we celebrate her birth because of her role in salvation history, how she is the mother of Jesus, and having been preserved from all sin, even original sin, she as well is born without sin. And then John the Baptist, while he was conceived with original sin, he was, if you recall, in the mystery of the rosary that we call the Visitation, you know, how he responded to the voice of Mary carrying the presence of Jesus while in the womb of his mother Elizabeth, he leapt for joy. Teaching of the Church, following the teaching of the fathers, highlights that he was cleansed of sin while still in the womb, so he was born without original sin. These three individuals who are born without sin, we celebrate in their nativities in the life of the Church. Our Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. Today, on September 8th, we celebrate the birth of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mother. And then we also celebrate the birth of St. John the Baptist. Once again, we see in each of them a call by God our Father to rise up to the occasion to respond to his immense love, his deep and immense love for humanity. We respond by following the Lord Jesus Christ today, by asking the prayers of his beautiful and venerable mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we also look to the example of St. John the Baptist. On each of the births, we have an opportunity to reflect upon the beauty of life and the author of life, our Father in heaven, who has given us his great love, a love that is exemplified even in bestowing the gift of life upon us. Today's feast, of course, is traced back to the earliest times of Christianity. It's found in a work called the Proto-Evangelium of James, an apocryphal text that is not included in sacred scripture, but offers many details into the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. For example, it's from this work that we not only receive information on the birth of Our Lady, but we also receive the names of her parents, the grandparents of Jesus. This is where we come from the information Saints Anne and Joachim, the names of the grandparents of Jesus, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we have this opportunity to learn about the significance of Our Lady and also to reflect upon the beauty of our birth. We all know how important it is to celebrate the birthday of a child, of a friend, of a spouse, of a loved one. Today, in our minds and in our hearts, with that same excitement, with that same zeal, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's an opportunity for us to kind of take advantage of the reality of knowing her as human, of being able to celebrate that great gift, of being able to understand that Our Lady is one of us, and she's calling us to respond to our Father in heaven like she did, with a fiat, with a yes, with trust, and with confidence. Keeping this in mind, we then allow ourselves to be shaped and formed by Our Lady's fidelity, by her yes to the invitation from God the Father to respond with excitement, to cooperate in the plan of salvation, and to welcome Jesus into her life, into her soul. We ask her on this, her nativity, her birthday, to intercede on our behalf that we may do likewise, that we may welcome the Lord into our lives, into our souls, so that we may have that opportunity to appreciate as this afternoon comes to a close and we look forward to the evening, that we may have that opportunity to appreciate the significance and the gift of life, the importance of life, especially the importance of life of a child, of every child. Whenever we celebrate the birth of someone whom we know and we love, it's always an opportunity to consider the beauty of beginnings, something new starting, something becoming visible, something growing. Today in the local church, we also celebrate on this feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the birth of an order, a religious order. Today is the anniversary of the initiation of the Order of the Most Holy Savior of St. Bridget of Sweden, the Brigittine Sisters. Here in Columbus, the Brigittine Sisters have a convent where they adore the Lord and they welcome visitors. And while they're only been here for about 2 years, give or take, they're becoming firmly established and growing in their support and offering their prayers for the local church. Everyone from our bishop to the priest and religious, as well as all of the lay faithful. Saint Maria Elisabetta Hesselblad was called by the Lord to refound the Brigittine Sisters, and as such, she chose to do so on September 8th, the feast of the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So today we not only, as Catholic Christians, celebrate the feast and the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but here locally in Central Ohio, we also have an opportunity to celebrate and pray for the Brigittine Sisters, who celebrate today not only the Feast of Our Lady, but also the anniversary of the refounding of their order in 1911, to be exact. So please join me in praying for an increase in vocations to the Brigittine Sisters, especially vocations from Central Ohio. The Brigittine Sisters are known most especially for their love of the Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist, as well as fostering a true sense and spirit of unity and harmony among all Christians. Their re-foundress, St. Maria Elisabetta Hesselblad, was born and then baptized a Lutheran Christian in Sweden. But prompted by the example of the biography of St. Bridget of Sweden, she really felt drawn towards Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And working in our own country, first in New York City and then in Washington, D.C., she asked for entrance into the Catholic Church. Having received instruction in the Holy Faith, she then became a Catholic and went on to make a pilgrimage to Rome. And it was there that she had her intuitions confirmed that she was called to walk in the footsteps of St. Bridget of Sweden. She eventually ended up receiving special permission to receive the holy habit of St. Bridget while living in a Carmelite monastery in the very building where St. Bridget of Sweden had lived many centuries before. And after having received the habit, she received permission from the Pope of that time to refound the order. And she was able to do so on this date in time, September 8th in 1911. So if you are ever in the downtown area, you are invited and encouraged to stop by the Convent of St. Brigida in downtown Columbus to meet the Brigittine Sisters. But in the meantime, today, on this Feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary, when we celebrate her nativity and her birth, I ask you for your prayers for the Brigittine Sisters, prayers that they may become firmly established and deeply rooted in the life of the local church here in the Diocese of Columbus, in Central Ohio, in the province of Ohio, and that they may receive many vocations from the local church. The Brigittine Sisters offer much to us, even by the example of their holy habit. They wear the gray habit as a sign of penance, and the black veil as a sign of having died to this world and living only for Jesus. But one of the most distinguishing marks of the Brigittine sisters is something called the crown. It's a white crown that they wear over the black veil that they cover their head with. And the white crown is in the shape of a circle, so it encircles the head. And then over the crown of the head, there are two white strips that form a cross. And on the white crown over the black veil, there are five red circles. The five red circles are meant to call to mind the five wounds of Jesus, the five wounds that our Lord experienced during the passion that he lived, you know, late on the night of Holy Thursday into and during all day on Good Friday. The habit of the Brigittine sisters then is literally like a walking catechism as to the depth of love that Jesus has for us. So as we recall the Brigittine sisters today and how today is the refounding of their order in 1911, it's their anniversary, it's their birth date, if you will. And we also call to mind the beautiful feast of Our Lady today, the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. There's so much for which we are called to be grateful for as Catholic Christians here in Central Ohio. And so we ask the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary that we may keep our eyes focused on Jesus and be ever mindful of all of the gifts he bestows upon us. May the Lord give you his peace. Thank you.